Most people have a positive experience of hospital care, according to the results of an extensive survey published today. However, the study by the Health and Quality Authority, HICWA, also raises a number of problems, including waiting times for admission and the level of information patients receive. There are also significant differences between hospitals. In several larger hospitals, including Letterkenny, Limerick, Wexford and Portlaoise, more than 20% of respondents describe their treatment as fair or poor. With us is Tracy O'Carroll, who's Deputy Director of Care Experience with HICWA. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, thank you very much.
Can you tell us first of all about the scope of this survey? How many people responded to your request for information?
Okay, so this survey is part of a partnership programme between the Health Information and Quality Authority, between the Health Service Executive and the Department of Health. And we run a few surveys, and one of these is the National Inpatient Experience Survey. And this is where we invited the 30,000 people that were discharged from one of our public acute hospitals in the month of May to tell us about their experience. And of those, just over 12,300 told us about their experience, and we'd like to thank each of them for taking the time to tell us about that.
All right, so you're talking about a very substantial number of people here who told you about their stay in hospital. Now, most people describe that experience as positive, but a number of issues were raised, including the time people have to wait to get a bed.
That's right. So I suppose 72% did report waiting for longer than 6 hours before being admitted to the ward. And 13% said they had to wait for more than 24 hours. And this is important because of those respondents, we know that people who had to go through the emergency department have a poorer experience overall.
In several larger hospitals, Letterkenny, Limerick, Portlaoise, I think there were a couple of others as well, more than 20% described their experience as either fair or poor, which is not what anybody wants to hear. What were their main complaints?
So it's all around kind of getting access to staff. They'd like more time to discuss their worries and fears with the staff. They would like more time for their families to discuss their worries and fears with the staff. And also kind of they'd like more information on managing their condition post-discharge. But I would like to point out that the survey overall positive response for good and very good experience has improved since 2022. And each of the hospitals have access to all of these responses, and you can find on our website yourexperience.ie their response to the responses and what they're going to do on the back of that, their action plan basically based on what their patient community has told them. And so we are hoping to improve again the next time.
All right, so you do ask the hospitals to respond to the findings?
Absolutely. Each of the hospitals has access to their own community's findings, and they take those on, they look at them and they decide on what improvements they can make within the realm of, you know, the responses that they've gotten. So there is definite plans in place, which, as I say, we've posted today on yourexperience.ie that people can read what's going to happen in their own hospital and what improvements are going to take mm-hmm. place.
Is it a surprise that many of those hospitals faring best in this report, that they tended either to be smaller hospitals or specialist hospitals, or should we have expected that?
Well, it all goes back to that number you mentioned at the start, which is the emergency department. And if you have planned care, which you can imagine, you know you're going in, you can plan for it, you can plan around your family and your household, then it's not as stressful or upsetting for you. And therefore, you overall have a better experience than when you don't plan. And those larger hospitals have large emergency departments, and that would reflect that. Yeah.
I suppose it's no surprise that University Hospital Limerick's ratings are lower than many other hospitals, but the report says there has been improvement. So what has improved?
The areas that have improved are around communication and discharge planning. And discharge planning has been traditionally very low. And Limerick, as in other hospitals, have done a lot to improve around the discharge planning. They're trying to tell people when they're going home, tell their families, you know, what time they're going home, ask what to have in place when they go home, and the information leaflets that you need when you go home. The area that is still a little bit tricky is around the medication management. People would like more information about the side effects of the medication. I suppose in plain English, what to expect from side effects and what to have in place. But otherwise, we can see huge improvement around discharge planning. Yeah.
So really then, capacity aside, the big issue seems to be communication.
Even communication has improved, but I would say I think the big issue is access. People want more time with their doctors. They want their family to have more time with their doctors and nurses. And, you know, and we can, those findings are evident now for each of the hospitals and for the National HSC and the Department of Health and NHICWA. And each of our organisations will take these on to drive improvements across care in each of the hospitals.
As you've been saying to us, there is quite detailed information on each hospital. If people want to find out more, what should they do?
They just need to go to yourexperience.ie. There they will see a report with the findings from their hospital, and they'll also see what their hospital is going to do as a result of what they have fed back. And they can also, we call it an interactive online dashboard, and they can just interrogate the responses there and pull out what they want. If they want to look at several hospitals at the same time, it might be an easier way to do it.
Tracy O'Carroll of HICWA, thank you very much for being with us on the News at One.